most of us are very busy. And as much as we'd like to find a lot of time for meditation and study, often we just don't. Life takes over. Everything's too much of a rush. Even when there is a bit of time, our mind doesn't feel like it's settled enough to be able to really engage with the deeper themes of Dharma. And so we may wonder, how am I, with the life I live, with the responsibilities I have, how am I going to actually gain realizations? And what we need to know is, we need to know what is the easiest way to gain realizations. Like, obviously we know we need to meditate and familiarize our mind with special virtuous thoughts. We need to accumulate merit by making offerings. We need to receive blessings. We know what we need to do, but it's a question of finding the time for what is the easiest way to do all of these things. And within the Kadampa tradition, one of our main practices is integrating our daily life into meditation, making life and meditation effectively one and the same. In his book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche addresses this potential difficulty, where he says, at the moment, we may find that our meditations and our daily life are pulling in different directions. In meditation, we try to generate virtuous minds, but because we cannot stop thinking about our other activities, our concentration is very poor. The virtuous feelings we do manage to develop are then quickly dissipated in the busyness of daily life, and we return to our meditation seat tired, tense, and filled with distracting thoughts. We can overcome this problem by transforming all our daily activities and experiences into the spiritual path through developing special ways of thinking. Activities such as cooking, working, talking, and relaxing are not intrinsically mundane. They are mundane only if done with a mundane mind. By doing exactly the same actions with a spiritual motivation, they become pure spiritual practices. For example, when we talk to our friends, our motivation is usually mixed with self-cherishing, and we say whatever comes into our head, regardless of whether or not it is beneficial. We can, however, talk to others with the sole purpose of benefiting them, encouraging them to develop positive states of mind, and taking care not to say anything that will upset them. Instead of thinking about how we can impress people, we should think about how we can help them, recalling how they are trapped in samsara and lack pure happiness. In this way, talking with our friends can become a means of improving our love, compassion, and other realizations. If we can skillfully transform all our daily activities in this way, instead of feeling drained and tired when we sit down to meditate, we will feel joyful and inspired, and it will be easy to develop pure concentration. So Venerable Geshe-la is explaining to us that all of our activities can be meditation. Chatting with our friends, catching up with our friends, can be a meditation on love. If we are holding our heart in a place of wishing for their happiness and understanding the sufferings and difficulties in their life, that is a meditation on love. In his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe-la gives examples of other activities. In the chapter on meditating on death, he talks about how watching television can be meditation, can be the path to enlightenment. He talks about how going shopping can be meditation. He says, when we go shopping, we can use our wisdom to see how some things teach impermanence, some things teach the faults of samsara, some things teach compassion, and some things teach patience. If we practice like this, we will bring home many virtuous states of mind. Otherwise, when we come home from town, we will be carrying a heavy bag full of delusions. So, chatting with our friends, watching television, going shopping, things that we do all the time. So what do we definitely do all the time? What do we absolutely, for sure, do every single day? Well, eat. Eating, drinking, can be meditation. It can be the path to enlightenment. What could be easier than that? We're going to eat and drink 3 times a day, snack a little bit in the middle. If every one of those is a meditation, we're turning our life into meditation. In his book, Universal Compassion, Venerable Geshe goes into some detail about how to make eating a spiritual practice. He says, we can take as an example the yoga of eating. There are 3 ways of practicing this, and we should choose the one that is best suited to our own inclinations. The first, mentioned in the Vinaya Sutras, is to regard our food and drink as medicine that cures the sicknesses of hunger and thirst. According to this method, whenever we eat or drink, we should do so without attachment, regarding the food and drink as medicine. So if we think, this life is for gaining realizations, I need to sustain this vehicle, then we can eat in that way. Food is medicine. The second method, explained in the Mahayana Sutras, is to consume our food and drink with bodhicitta motivation, thinking, to help all living beings, I need to attain enlightenment. Since my present human body is a perfect basis on which to attain enlightenment, I must nourish it and sustain it. In this way, every action of eating and drinking can be done solely for the benefit of others. The third way is explained in the Tantras. Out of great compassion for all beings, we should generate ourselves as a tantric Buddha, such as Hiruka or Vajrayogini. And when we are about to eat or drink, transform the food or drink into nectar and regard our eating or drinking it as an offering to ourselves generated as the deity. Another tantric method is to request all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other holy beings to appear in the aspect of our own personal deity. Invite them into our heart to merge inseparably with us, and then offer them blessed food and drink. So if we hold a Buddha in our heart and make offerings, the most delicious offerings we can find, and transform those offerings into nectar even more pure, the act of eating and drinking, even eating and drinking our favorite foods, will take us quickly to enlightenment. It will strengthen our connection with the Buddhas. It will increase our merit. We will find blessings coming from within. What could be easier than this?